open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Open mic, hello guest DJs. 1-5-4-4-5-6.
Welcome to the SDS conferencing system. You are the only party in this conference.
To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Sell from Fogger.acu, https://sdf.org/l/d4. Summary, Tomedy on Marsite, notes for 1970s underground pop.
One other party is in this conference.
This is Publius dialing in. It's the 11th of November. Armistice Day. The remembrance of the guns falling silent. Also, that is a remembrance of just over 100 years, 1918. Open VoIP 9. Strange that for over 1,500 years, the 11th of November has been the feast day of the patron saint of soldiers. Saint Martin of Tours. There are various things that one might read for remembrance on this anniversary. Speeches by politicians pledging an end to war. The Charter of the United Nations. Have you ever read the preamble to the Charter of the United Nations? We, the peoples of the United Nations, determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, which twice in our lifetime has brought untold sorrow to mankind, and to reaffirm faith in fundamental human rights and the dignity and worth of the human person and the equal rights of men and women and of nations large and small, and to establish conditions under which justice and respect for the obligations arising from treaties and other sources of international law can be maintained, and to promote social progress and better standards of life in larger freedom, and for these ends to practice tolerance and live together in peace with one another as good neighbors, and to unite our strength to maintain international peace and security, and to ensure by the acceptance of principles and the institution of methods that armed force shall not be used save in the common interest, and to employ international machinery for the promotion of the economic and social advancement of all peoples, have resolved to combine our efforts to accomplish these aims. Accordingly, our respective governments, through representatives assembled in the city of San Francisco, who have exhibited their full powers found to be in good and due form, have agreed to the present Charter of the United Nations and do hereby establish an international organization to be known as the United Nations. What do you suppose? Has that been respected? Do people believe that? Do they act in accordance with it? Do you suppose that that ought to be read out at the opening of every session of the General Assembly and broadcast on all the radio and television networks? What about Article 1? The purposes of the United Nations are to maintain international peace and security, and to that end to take effective collective measures for the prevention and removal of threats to the peace, and for the suppression of acts of aggression or other breaches of the peace, and to bring about by peaceful means, and in conformity with the principles of justice and international law, adjustment or settlement of international disputes or situations which might lead to a breach of the peace. To develop friendly relations among nations based on respect for the principle of equal rights and self-determination of peoples, and to take other appropriate measures to strengthen universal peace. To achieve international cooperation in solving international problems of an economic, social, cultural, or humanitarian character, and in promoting and encouraging respect for human rights and for fundamental freedoms for all, without distinction as to race, sex, language, or religion, and to be a center for harmonizing the actions of nations in the attainment of these common ends. Article 2, The organization and its members, in pursuit of the purposes stated in Article 1, shall act in accordance with the following principles. The organization is based on the principle of the sovereign equality of all its members. All members, in order to ensure to all of them the rights and benefits resulting from membership, shall fulfill in good faith the obligations assumed by them in accordance with the present charter. All members shall settle their international disputes by peaceful means in such a manner that international peace and security and justice are not endangered. All members shall refrain in their international relations from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of any state or in any other manner inconsistent with the purposes of the United Nations. All members shall give the United Nations every assistance in any action it takes in accordance with the present charter, and shall refrain from giving assistance to any state against which the United Nations is taking preventive or enforcement action. The organization shall ensure that states which are not members of the United Nations act in accordance with these principles, so far as may be necessary for the maintenance of international peace and security. Nothing contained in the present charter shall authorize the United Nations to intervene in matters which are essentially within the domestic jurisdiction of any state, or shall require the members to submit such matters to settlement under the present charter, but this principle shall not prejudice the application of enforcement measures under Chapter 7.
Megan at Pharaohs has left an radio.
We have, of course, the legacy of the Peace of Westphalia, the Westphalian Compromise. Which sought to preserve peace in Europe by making the kings and princes of the various states essentially absolute within their boundaries, but forbidding them to trespass beyond those boundaries. I'm not convinced that's the best route. I'm not convinced that it's really worked better than any other approaches. I might also read for you at least the first part of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Adopted by the United Nations General Assembly on 10th December 1948, meeting in Paris. It's been translated into over 500 languages, probably more languages than anything except the Bible. Preamble. Whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. Whereas disregard and contempt for human rights have resulted in barbarous acts which have outraged the conscience of mankind, and the advent of a world in which human beings shall enjoy freedom of speech and belief and freedom from fear and want has been proclaimed as the highest aspiration of the common people. Whereas it is essential, if man is not to be compelled to have recourse as a last resort to rebellion against tyranny and oppression, that human rights should be protected by the rule of law. Whereas it is essential to promote the development of friendly relations between nations. Whereas the peoples of the United Nations have in the Charter reaffirmed their faith in fundamental human rights, in the dignity and worth of the human person, and in the equal rights of men and women, and have determined to promote social progress and better standards of life in a larger freedom. Whereas member states have pledged themselves to achieve, in cooperation with the United Nations, the promotion of universal respect for and observance of human rights and fundamental freedoms. Whereas a common understanding of these rights and freedoms is of the greatest importance for the full realization of this pledge. Now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims this Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations, to the end that every individual and every organ of society, keeping this declaration constantly in mind, shall strive by teaching and education to promote respect for these rights and freedoms, and by progressive measures, national and international, to secure their universal and effective recognition and observance, both among the peoples of member states themselves and among the peoples of territories under their jurisdiction. Article 1. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood. Article 2. Everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Furthermore, no distinction shall be made on the basis of the political, jurisdictional, or international status of the country or territory to which a person belongs, whether it be independent, trust, non-self-governing, or any other limitation of sovereignty. Article 3, everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. Article 4, no one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. Article 5, no one shall be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. Article 6, everyone has the right to recognition everywhere as a person before the law. Article 7, all are equal before the law and are entitled without any discrimination to equal protection of the law. All are entitled to equal protection against any discrimination and violation of this declaration and against any incitement to such discrimination. How do you like that? How do you like that? How many of our countries follow these precepts? Article 8, everyone has the right to an effective remedy by the competent national tribunals for acts violating the fundamental rights granted him by the Constitution or by law. Article 9, no one shall be subjected to arbitrary arrest, detention, or exile. Article 10, everyone is entitled in full equality to a full and public hearing, to a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal in the determination of his rights and obligations and of any criminal charge against him. Article 11, everyone charged with a penal offense has the right to be presumed innocent until proved guilty, according to law, in a public trial at which he has had all the guarantees necessary for his defense. 2, no one shall be held guilty of any penal offense on account of any act or omission which did not constitute a penal offense under national or international law at the time when it was committed, nor shall a heavier penalty be imposed than the one that was applicable at the time the penal offense was committed. Article 12, no one shall be subjected to arbitrary interference with his privacy, family, home, or correspondence, nor to attacks upon his honor and reputation. Everyone has the right to the protection of the law against such interference and attacks. Article 13, everyone has the right to freedom of movement and residence within the borders of each state. Everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own, and return to his own country. Article 14, everyone has the right to seek and enjoy another country's asylum from prosecution. This right may not be invoked in the case of prosecutions genuinely arising from non-political crimes or from acts contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations. Interesting limitation there. Article 15, everyone has the right to a nationality. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his nationality, nor denied the right to change his nationality. Article 16, men and women of full age, without any limitation due to race, nationality, or religion, have the right to marry and to found a family. They are entitled to equal rights as to marriage, during marriage, and at its dissolution. It was more than 20 years after this declaration, by the way, that was adopted as law in the United States when the Virginia miscegenation laws were struck down by the United States Supreme Court, Loving versus Virginia. Marriage shall be entered into only with the free and full consent of the intending spouses. The family is the natural and fundamental group unit of society and is entitled to protection by society and the state. Article 17. Everyone has the right to own property alone as well as in association with others. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his property. Article 18. Everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This right includes freedom to change his religion or belief, and freedom either alone or in community with others and in public or private to manifest his religion or belief in teaching, practice, worship, and observance. Article 19. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference, and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media, and regardless of frontiers. Article 20. Everyone has the right to freedom of peaceful assembly and association. No one may be compelled to belong to an association. Article 21. Everyone has the right to take part in the government of his country, directly or through freely chosen representatives. Everyone has the right of equal access to public service in his country. The will of the people shall be the basis of the authority of government. This will shall be expressed in periodic and genuine elections, which shall be held by universal and equal suffrage, and shall be held, which shall be by universal and equal suffrage, and shall be held by secret vote, or by equivalent free voting procedures. Article 22. Everyone as a member of society has the right to social security and is entitled to realization through national effort and international cooperation and in accordance with the organization and resources of each state of the economic, social, and cultural rights indispensable for his dignity and the free development of his personality. Article 23. Everyone has the right to work, to free choice of employment, to just and favorable conditions of work, and to protection against unemployment. Everyone, without any discrimination, has the right to equal pay for equal work. Everyone who works has the right to just and favorable remuneration, ensuring for himself and his family an existence worthy of human dignity, and supplemented if necessary by other means of social protection. Everyone has the right to form and join trade unions for the protection of his interests. Article 24, everyone has the right to rest and leisure, including reasonable limitation of working hours and periodic holidays with pay. Article 25. Everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and his family, including food, clothing, housing, medical care, and necessary social services, and the right to security in the event of unemployment, sickness, disability, widowhood, old age, or other lack of livelihood in circumstances beyond his control. Motherhood and childhood are entitled to special care and assistance. All children, whether born in or out of wedlock, shall enjoy the same social protection. Article 26, everyone has the right to education. Education shall be free, at least, in the elementary and fundamental stages. Elementary education shall be compulsory. Technical and professional education shall be made generally available. And higher education shall be equally accessible to all on the basis of merit. Education shall be directed to the full development of the human personality and to the strengthening of respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms. It shall promote understanding, tolerance, and friendship among all nations, racial or religious groups, and shall further the activities of the United Nations for the maintenance of peace. Parents have a prior right to choose the kind of education that shall be given to their children. Article 27. Everyone has the right freely to participate in the cultural life of the community, to enjoy the arts, and to share in scientific advancement and its benefits. Everyone has the right to the protection of the moral and material interests resulting from any scientific, literary, or artistic production of which he is the author. Article 28. Everyone is entitled to a social and international order in which the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration can be fully realized. Article 29. Everyone has duties to the community in which alone the free and full development of his personality is possible. In the exercise of his rights and freedoms, everyone shall be subject only to such limitations as are determined by law solely for the purpose of securing due recognition and respect for the rights and freedoms of others and of meeting the just requirements of morality, public order, and the general welfare in a democratic society. These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the principles and purposes of the United Nations. Article 30, nothing in this declaration may be interpreted as implying for any state, group, or person any right to engage in any activity or to perform any act aimed at the destruction of any of the rights and freedoms set forth herein. So I'd invite you and encourage you to think about that Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And about the alternative. So, here's a poem about the alternative. Bent double like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots but limped on, blood-shod. All went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of tired outstripped 5-9s that dropped behind. Gas! Gas! Quick, boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time, but someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim through the misty panes and thick green light, as under a green sea, I saw him drowning. In all my dreams, before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you two could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in, and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face, like a devil's, sick of sin, if you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the cud of vile incurable sores on innocent tongues, my friend, you would not tell with such high zest, children ardent for some desperate glory, that old lie, dulce et decorum est pro patria mori. Dulce et decorum est pro patria mori. A passage from one of the Odes of Horace, quoted here in bitter sarcasm by Wilfred Owen. Dulce et decorum est is used as the title of the poem. Incidentally, if you search for it online, one of the results you get, one of the leading results that you get, for some reason, has slight changes in the wording. I don't know why. I don't know if this is a legitimate alternative text or if some editor thought that replacing 5-9s with gas shells was a good idea. You know, you don't just go and change the wording of a poem. Even if you replace the words with other words of the same number of syllables and the same rhythm and the same meaning.
Tobat Otaku has joined in on radio.
You don't just go around changing poetry.
Tablet for SD.
So yes, I suppose those are the alternatives which we have to offer. On the one hand, the Charter of the United Nations and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
DGC starts in 1 hour. The disco ain't a billiard one again. Tom starts fixing crap.
On the other hand, his hanging face like a devil sick of sin.
Open VoIP 929-299.
Well, that's what I have to say on this 11th of November. A 103 years after the guns fell silent on the Western Front, 103 years from what was supposed to be the end of the war to end all wars, I don't know. Maybe you can't end war with wars. Maybe you have to end war with peace.
Team Rocket Soyuz Prepare for Witness.
I do like crackers.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
The Whoosh.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Tvonjo film transfersare på ont ett obniksman andra tom channel. Publius neds to findal 9v3 ADC power adapter for te portable DVD player he bogd innan nästa till sale. It come with everything else including a 12v2 9v adapter for caruse.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Sixteen listeners with a daily peak of 44 and 56 peak for the month. Ronald.SDF has joined in on radio.
Hi all. Thank you for listening to Open VoIP.
Dog.